I could hear Loper and Sally Mae talking in low voices. Now and then, my name came up. Out of the corner of my eye, I caught a glimpse of Pete. He was bathing his left front paw with a long pink tongue, and every time my name was mentioned, he gave me a wink and a smile. I was in deep trouble, fellers, and the cat was loving every minute of it. Slim and Billy joined the kangaroo court. And yes, the bird dog was there too. It was sounding worse by the minute. In sheer desperation, I began digging. If they talked long enough, maybe I could dig a tunnel. Hank, come here! That was Loper's voice. They had all turned and were looking towards my, what I had supposed was my hiding place.
Don't.
I shot a glance at Kitty Kitty.
Bye, Hanky. I'll always remember the good times we had together.
Hank, come here! Well, it appeared that I had come to the end of my road. I'd had a good life. I rose from the shrubberies and crept out, a picture of shame and disgrace. I felt their eyes on me as I slinked over to Loper and fell down at his feet. Huh? He bent down and rubbed me on the ears and said, "You won't believe this, I sure didn't." And he said, "Good dog, Hank, good dog." I gazed up at the circle of faces and, my goodness, they were all smiling. What the? Sally Mae knelt down and took my head in her hands and began stroking my ears.
"Hank, I'm so sorry I was hateful to you, but I didn't see the coyote."
"Coyote?" Loper gave me a scratch on the head.
"Yeah, if old Hank hadn't come charging out when he did, that coyote would have had himself a turkey dinner. Good dog, Hank."
"Oh, the coyote. Yes, of course. The sneaking, murderous coyote who had tried to tamper with our precious turkey wildlife." I looked around the circle of smiling faces, whapped my tail on the ground, and gave him my biggest cowdog smile. Just then, Plato came bounding up.
"By golly, Hank, that was really something the way you took after that coyote. And he was a big rascal, too. I don't know how you did that, Hank."
I tried to appear humble. "Oh, it was no big deal, just part of my job. Some of us point quail, and some of us beat up coyotes."
"No kidding, you beat him up too? I wasn't close enough to see the whole thing."
"Oh yeah, we had quite a scuffle." I pointed to the scratch on my nose. "He landed a few lucky punches, but I pretty well thrashed him. I don't think he'll be back for a while."
"What a guy! And I guess you weren't even scared, huh?"
"Scared of one huge, enormous coyote? Nah, it was just a routine call."
"Wow!"
Just then, I noticed that the conversation above me had stopped. Billy had turned around and was looking off towards the creek.
"She's not in the pickup. I don't know where she could be. Beulah! Here, gal!"
Plato and I traded glances. Then Slim said,
"You don't reckon she went down to the creek to get a drink, do you?"
Billy shook his head.
"Boy, I hope not. She's no fighting dog in that coyote. Boys, I think we'd better find my collie. Let's take these two dogs. They can pick up the scent."
"Huh?" Plato and I happened to be looking at each other at that very moment. I noticed that his eyes crossed and his jaw dropped several inches. Perhaps mine did too. I mean, I'd already whipped my coyotes for the day, and the men headed south towards the creek.
"Come on, dogs, out front. Get those noses to the ground. Find Beulah, find the coyote."
Plato was the first to speak.
"Hank, there's something I must tell you."
"Right, and there's something I'd like to mention to you, Plato. You see..."
"Come on, dogs, let's go."
Doom.
It appeared that we had been summoned for active duty. I took the lead and loped out into that grassy flat just south of the house. Plato came along behind. We spread out in front of the men, put our noses to the ground, and worked our way down towards the creek bottom. I could hear Plato talking as he sniffed for scent.
There's quail. There's a rabbit, cow, raccoon. How about it, Hank? Are you coming up with anything? Hank, I must tell you that my nose is very specific to quail, very specific, and I'm not sure it'll pick up a coyote.
Quit yapping. That might help.
Hank, I'm serious about this. I just don't think my equipment will work on coyotes. I really don't. So what I'm saying is that you might need to...
All at once, he came to a dead stop.
Oh, my gosh, Hank. Here it is.
I trotted over to him, put my nose to the ground, and checked it out. Sure enough, there it was. That peculiar, distinctively wild smell of a coyote. Just a whiff of it caused the hair on my back to stand up. It brought back many unpleasant memories. I saw a look of pure terror in Plato's eyes.
What are we going to do, Hank?
I swallowed hard.
We're going to follow it. What do you think? Hank, I can't do this. I'm a bird dog and coyotes just... I don't have any experience with... Listen, Hank... Coyotes scare me to death, and I just can't handle this.
I studied his face for a long time. Here was a guy I had disliked for years. I had always thought of him as a nuisance and a pest. He'd stolen my girlfriend away from me. Now I had the opportunity to laugh in his face and call him a coward. But I didn't. Plato... Let me tell you something. I'm just as scared of coyotes as you are. Being scared of coyotes is no disgrace. His eyes turned into perfect circles.
Hank, no! I thought you said...
Never mind what I said. Here's the deal. Beulah needs our help.
Hank, I know she does, but I just can't...
Hush. Your nose is about 5 times better than mine. We need your nose to find her. You find her and leave the coyote work to me. He stared at me for a long time.
I thought you said you were scared of coyotes.
I am. Any dog with a lick of sense ought to be scared of those guys. But sometimes we have to put duty ahead of our fears. And even our ambitions. He took a deep breath.
You're right, Hank. I'm sorry I fell apart. I'll give it my best shot.
That's all any of us can do, partner. He started away from me, but stopped.
Oh, and thanks for what you said about my nose. I know that being a bird dog isn't all that great, but I'm proud of what I do.
You got a great nose, Plato. I've watched you. You're a heck of a fine quail dog. He beamed with pride.
Thanks, Hank. Thanks a whole bunch. I'll try to do my part.
You'll do fine. Let's go find Beulah. Our little conversation seemed to have brought him new reserves of courage. Too bad it didn't help me. My legs were shaking so badly that I thought I might fall over at any moment. Fortunately, Plato didn't notice. He went charging into the tall grass and brush along the creek, nose to the ground and tail sticking straight out. He was a study in total concentration. His entire body seemed to be taking orders from his nose. Me? To tell you the truth, I couldn't smell much of anything except ragweed. So it was a good thing we had Plato and his world-class nose out in front and working the trail. He really did have a great nose, and you know what? Admitting it didn't hurt me as much as I'd thought. I could see that Plato was locked onto the trail of something. His body was bunched up, and he had slowed to a stealthy walk. Every part of him had shifted into slow motion except his nose, and it was out front, low to the ground, and working like a vacuum sweeper.
What do you say, Plato? Hank, I think we're getting close to something. I'm getting a strong reading on coyote, real strong. How about you? The same, Plato, you bet. Say, those guys really smell bad, don't they?
If you think they smell bad, wait till you see their manners. He gave a nervous laugh, then he froze.
Hank, I think this is it. In those bushes, straight ahead.
A shiver of dread went through my body. But before I could think about it, I trotted past him and took over the forward position. Nice work, pal. I guess it's time for the Marines to take over. We'll see you after playtime.
Good luck, Hank!
I'd moved towards the clump of bushes. My teeth were chattering so badly, I had to clamp my jaws shut. 5 feet. 4 feet. 3 feet. 2. 1. I could smell him now. That wild, musky smell that struck terror in the heart of a dog. I parted the bushes with my nose and there he was.